This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The European Union agreed Monday to impose sanctions on Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest an opposition journalist. Reacting to what EU leaders called a brazen hijacking of the Ryanair jetliner flying from Greece to Lithuania on Sunday, they also demanded the immediate release of the journalist Roman Pratasevich, a key foe of the Belarusian president Alexander Lukashenko. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on and strengthen last week's Gaza ceasefire. America's top diplomat also will push for an immediate flow of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and lay the groundwork for a resumption of peace talks. Blinken is set to visit Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt. Officials say he will not meet anyone from the militant group Hamas, which runs Gaza and was responsible for most of the recent rocket attacks on Israel. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports on what the World Health Organization chief is saying about future pandemics.
The WHO is trying to figure out how the world can better prepare for and respond to health emergencies. The WHO's director, General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, repeated his concern about who's got COVID vaccines and who doesn't. He said, "There is no diplomatic way to say it. A small group of countries that make and buy the majority of the world's vaccines control the fate of the rest of the world."
That is AP correspondent Rita Foley reporting. U.S. health officials